Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Howell. Batting second. The third baseman, Chris Donals. Batting third. The left fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jeff McKnight. Batting sixth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ryan Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brett Saberhagen. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brett Saberhagen. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rod Brewer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Tewksbury. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Donals batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Donals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Bez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford hits a line drive beyond short. Schofield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alicia hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Saberhagen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Saberhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tewksbury strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell bunts towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Donnells is 0 for 1 in the game. Donnells hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gilkey. Donnells moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Donnells moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from Hundley and he is out, McKnight applying the tag. Two outs. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zile hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKnight is 0 for 1 in the game. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive beyond short. Smith can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Saberhagen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saberhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Saberhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alicia moves to second. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tewksbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Tewksbury hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Donalds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donalds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gilkey throws the ball into Alicia, who tags Donalds, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baz hits a line drive towards third. Zile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a line drive towards third. Donalds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0-for-2 in the game. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zile is 0-for-2 in the game. Zile hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Saberhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Saberhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Saberhagen hits a ball on the ground for a single. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Thompson pinch hits for Bob Tewksbury. Milt Thompson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thompson hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chuck Carr, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 3 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Worrell now pitching. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Donalds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Donalds takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman pinch runs for Chris Donalds. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baz hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Eddie Murray. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McKnight is 0 for 3 in the game. McKnight hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman moves to third. Pecota moves to second. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Anthony Young now pitching. Bill Pecotin now playing third base. Jeff McKnight now playing first base. Jeff Kent now playing second base. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Young, and towards Kent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lankford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lankford strikes out. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zeile is 0 for 3 in the game. Zeile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKnight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brewer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Ryan Thompson. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boston takes first base on ball four. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield bunts towards first. Brewer scoops it up and throws to first, with Alicia covering, for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Jeff Kent batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Boston. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Boston steals third. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kent strikes out. Two outs. Chico Walker pinch hits for Pat Howell. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing right field. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilkey hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alicia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a pop-up into left field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Anthony Young. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baz is 0 for 4 in the game. Baz hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Geronimo Pena pinch hits for Lee Smith. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 4 in the game. Carr bunts towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. Pena moves to second. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lankford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lankford is walked intentionally. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0 for 4 in the game. McKnight hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Mike Perez now pitching. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0 for 1 in the game. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brewer scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 4 in the game. Brewer is hit by the pitch. Zeile moves to second. Rex Hudler pinch runs for Rod Brewer. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alicia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Zeile moves to third. Hudler moves to second. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Mike Perez. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Andrés Galarraga now playing first base. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Galarraga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. DJ Dozier pinch hits for Jeff Innes. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baz is 0 for 5 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Baz. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Baz steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Paul Gibson now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 4 in the game. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Carr. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Carr steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 5 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lankford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Carr moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Mark Dewey now pitching. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zeile strikes out. Two outs. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Galarraga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKnight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKnight is 0 for 5 in the game. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hundley bunts towards first. Galarraga scoops it up and throws to first, with Alicia covering, for the out. McKnight moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boston is walked intentionally. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kent is 0 for 2 in the game. Kent hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 5 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Alicia strikes out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gedman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gilkey moves to second. Felix Jose pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilkey scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Wally Whitehurst now pitching. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to third. Jose moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Jose scores. Carr moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Smith moves to second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lankford is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lankford is walked intentionally. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zeile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carr scores. Smith moves to third. Lankford moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.